Section 4. Before driving. Vehicle inspection. When it comes to road safety, a driver cannot control other drivers or road conditions, but drivers can control the proper maintenance of the vehicle being driven. Drivers should check a vehicle before being driven to make sure that it is in safe operating condition. Before driving a vehicle, a driver should always ensure that the vehicle they are about to drive has a valid inspection sticker affixed to the windshield. Motor vehicle law requires an inspection by an approved official inspection station on every vehicle to assure that only safe vehicles are driven on our roads. Accidents due to tire maintenance are preventable, and simple steps can save lives. Driving on underinflated or overinflated tires, or tires with low tread, can lead to safety issues on the road. It is recommended that drivers have the tire pressure checked once a month. Adjusting seat. It is important that a driver adjusts the seat and mirrors before driving a vehicle so that the driver can see clearly, have full control of the vehicle's steering wheel and foot pedals, and for proper airbag deployment. Proper seat position is upright with the driver's feet on the floor. Improper seating positions, such as slouching, can result in reduced effectiveness of the vehicle's restraint system. Proper seat positioning includes: the driver's foot should be able to pivot smoothly from brake to accelerator while the heel is kept on the floor. The top of the steering wheel should be no higher than the top of the driver's shoulders and below chin level. There should be 10 inches between the driver's chest and the steering wheel. The seat should not be so far forward that the driver cannot steer the vehicle. The seat should not be reclined excessively. Head restraints, also known as head rests, are designed to prevent whiplash in the event of an accident. Head rests should be adjusted so the head rest comes in contact with the back of the driver's head, but not below the ears. Adjusting vehicle mirrors. The inside mirror is the primary mirror to view traffic flow to the rear of the vehicle and should be adjusted so that it frames the rear window when the driver looks at it. If the vehicle has a day-night mirror, ensure that it is set for the current time of day. Remember, even properly adjusted mirrors will not eliminate all blind spots. Proper head checks should be incorporated whenever possible. Using safety belts. Studies have shown that using safety belts greatly decreases the chances of injury or death in the event of a crash. Safety belts keep the driver and passengers from being thrown from the vehicle and help the driver keep control. In New Hampshire, safety restraints are required for anyone under the age of 18. However, it is highly recommended that drivers and passengers of all ages use safety restraints. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, reports that 47% of passenger vehicle occupants killed in 2017 were unrestrained, and that rate of people using seat belts in 2018 was 89.6%. NHTSA also reports that buckling up is the single most effective thing drivers and occupants can do to protect themselves in a crash. It is important to wear the safety belt correctly. The shoulder harness is worn across the shoulder and chest with minimal, if any, slack. The shoulder harness should not be worn under the arm or behind the back. Wearing the harness the wrong way could cause serious internal injuries in a crash. The lap belt should be adjusted so that it is snug and lies low across the driver's hips after fastening. Otherwise, in a collision, an operator or passenger could slide out of the belt, resulting in injury or death. Child passenger safety laws. New Hampshire law requires anyone less than 18 years of age to be properly restrained by a safety belt or secured in a child safety seat, with the following exceptions: a vehicle regularly used to transport passengers for hire, a school bus weighing in excess of 10,000 pounds, or a school bus weighing less than 10,000 pounds not manufactured with safety belts, an antique vehicle not manufactured with safety restraints, a motorcycle. If the child under 18 years of age has an individual education plan, IEP, statement indicating that the use of restraints is not safe. A child less than 7 years old and less than 57 inches in height must be properly fastened and secured in a child passenger restraint which complies with the safety standards of the United States Department of Transportation. Motorcycle helmet use. Wearing a securely fastened helmet is the single most important thing a rider or passenger can do to improve the chances of surviving a motorcycle crash. New Hampshire law requires all riders and passengers under the age of 18 to wear helmets approved by the United States Department of Transportation. Airbags. Airbags are supplemental restraints and are designed to work best in combination with safety belts. In a crash, airbags and safety belts reduce the chance that a head and upper body will strike some part of the vehicle's interior. Safety belts help to properly position a person's body to maximize the airbag's benefits and help restrain a person during the initial and any following collisions. It is extremely important that safety belts always be worn, even in airbag-equipped vehicles. Operators should read a vehicle's owner manual for specific information about the airbags in the vehicle they are operating. It is recommended that safety belts be worn, even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. Securing a load. Driving with an unsecured load is both against the law and extremely dangerous. Drivers who fail to properly secure their load may face a costly fine if they cause a crash. A load must be securely fastened and is only considered secure when nothing can slide, shift, fall or sift onto the roadway, or become airborne. Towing a trailer. All trailers must be equipped with properly mounted wheels, lubricated and covered with fenders or mudguards. Tires must be properly inflated, and the trailer must have the proper tail, stop, turn signal, license plate and side marker lamps and reflectors. Snow and ice removal. It is the responsibility of a driver to ensure that all snow and ice are removed from a vehicle prior to driving. Snow and ice on a vehicle may not only impair a driver's ability to see, but may become loose while on a roadway and may endanger other drivers. If a vehicle travels New Hampshire roadways in a manner that endangers or is likely to endanger any person or property, the driver may be considered guilty of a violation under negligent driving. Penalties for this offense can be $250 to $500 for the first offense with increased penalties for subsequent offenses.